I'm going to ask you again, what do you want? 5 years from now, what's your ideal lifestyle? Imagine, where are you going to live? What's the house going to be like? Who are you going to live with? How's that lifestyle? What's your lifestyle? How much money are you making? Are you financially free? What is your financial freedom number? I mean, now on a monthly basis, having all your bills paid, mortgage payments, rent, whatever, food, car, transportation, travel, entertainment, fun. What's that number that you need to be earning without you having to go to work to get it? Money that flows to you without you having to go get it because you've set up investments, streams of income, multiple streams of income is the title of one of my books. Money flowing to you in a residual way, money while you sleep. What's that number? Is it 5,000 a month? Is it 3,000 a month? Is it 10,000 a month? Is it, you know, maybe you're a big thinker. You want 50,000, 100,000 per month. What is that number? That's part of your financial or of your ideal lifestyle. Then what about your health? That's got to be part of it. What do you want your health to be like? And you don't want to lose it by running off and making a bunch of money and then lose your health. That'd be crazy. Health is wealth. You have no health. Guess what? It's the last thing you care about is money when your health is gone. So let's not go get money and ruin our health in the process. So I got my relationships. I got my health. I got my spiritual values. I've got money. You know, those are the fundamentals. What's your ideal lifestyle? And that's the question I want to ask you. And how you get that. Well, that's a different story. That's a lot of the books that I write will share with, like Multiple Streams of Income talks about 10 ways of making residual money while you sleep money. That's been my message. So that's why we're talking.
Four maps of happy and successful people. You have me drawing. Why? I should say, why do you have me actually drawing everything from faces to homes and stick figures? Talk to me about the drawing element, because this is a very interactive book. It isn't just sit by and passively read. You make me get involved. You know, I'm almost becoming a co-author of your book, Four Maps of Happy and Successful People.
The Four Maps is a visual way of achieving success, because most of us are visual. We are not digital. We're not linear. Meaning we, if you look at lists of things to do, that's the way most books teach organization. They are lists. They're left brain. And yet that's not the way most of us think. We think in pictures. And therefore, this is the first book ever to teach how to be organized in a visual way. It's very simple. It's very basic. It's radical. It's revolutionary, though, because it builds on those four skills, which is clarity is number one, anticipation is number two, ritual is number three, and task, in other words, what do you do every day? Task is number four. And I want a person to draw it, because when you draw it, it accesses a part of you that has been that has not been used a lot. You know, even in schooling, we're not taught visually. We're taught, well, the reason a lot of people fail at school is because it's a left brain experience. And it's most kids are right brain, and it's beaten out of them during the schooling system. So this is it's a kind of like a childlike book. You're going to draw smiley faces and frowny faces, and you're going to draw little stick figures and yet behind that seeming simplicity, silliness, really, are dozens of scientific principles that are the cutting edge of research. But I don't really go into a lot of that because I didn't want a thick book. I wanted a thin book that a person can jump into immediately and get started changing their life.
My children are grown and out of the house. They're the 30. They'll love that I'm saying this. 31 and 25. But if my girls were living at home, they would be working with me on the four maps of happy and successful people. And in fact, I would encourage any parent listening to get the book and use it, understand it, and give it a chance. Don't judge this book by its cover. Don't judge it by your drawing skills, because you may not have any. Guess what? You don't need any. The maps and the daily ritual of what you're doing and then deciphering it for and with your children, I think, Robert, would be incredibly powerful. Imagine the leg up that any kid that understands purpose and why and prioritization, that's really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And kids really love to do it because they love to draw.
And probably could handle these better than mom and dad, because I found myself, Robert, here, and this is not a criticism of you or me, it's an observation. I found myself having to really let go and say, okay, I don't care how it turns out. And I almost got a little bit angry at first, like, oh, this is difficult, because you were forcing me to tap into a side of myself that I'm not accustomed to speaking with or cooperating with. Yeah. And then once I let go, I found that, oh man, I really enjoy these map drawings and the little simplistic symbols. And I really have become a fan of doing the work, but I did have to let go.
Yeah, you do. A lot of people are afraid to draw, and they say, I'm not very good at drawing. That's why I made the map so basically simple. You can draw a frowny face. You can draw a smiley face. You can do the four maps. And it, like I said, it taps into something that is very deep inside us. It's like, what do I want? And most people have had that beaten out of them. They've tried several things. They've finally given up and got a job. They've kind of given up their freedom, their long-term dreams. And this basically has them reattach themselves to their dreams. Your dreams are so powerful. Therefore, what do you want in 5 years from now? Really, how good do you want it? If you can't even think about it, it's probably because you haven't thought about it. Mm-hmm. You haven't, you know, exercised that muscle. Mm-hmm. Your dream muscle needs to be exercised. And when you do, you start noticing, well, if this is what I really want, how am I going to get it? And the how part has been beaten out of you too, because you go, I don't know how to do that. I don't have this skill. I'm not good at money. Your critical voice is so devastating. Most people's critical voice causes them to lose their dreams, because the critical voice inside everybody is saying things like, you can't do this. Who do you think you are? What's the matter with you? It's very insistent. Sometimes that voice is so loud in some people's minds, but everybody has one. What is that voice? There are a lot of scientific theories about it. I don't really go into depth other than to say, you got one. Is your voice your friend, your critical voice? And your critical voice, from most everybody I talk to, and I speak all over the world, and I ask him in whatever language I'm speaking in, translated, do you have a critical voice? Everybody raises their hand. What does it say? And they all say the same kinds of things. The critical voice is not your friend. It doesn't want you to win. If you believe it, it will destroy you. You cannot believe that voice. You have to literally say, thank you very much, voice, for that contribution. But this is what I want. And this is where I'm going to go. And no matter how insistent that voice is, all successful people succeed despite the voice.
If you're interested at all in what Robert G. Allen's just been saying, and I know you are because you listen to the show, and that's the case, then you're interested in your own self-improvement. I'd encourage you to go to robertallen.com, robertallen.com. There's not only books available, those are available everywhere, all over the world, but you can also take courses. robertallen.com has courses on the four maps we've been discussing, your best life, and real estate launch. You literally, for just pennies on the return of your investment later, will and can absolutely change your life. RobertAllen.com. Robert, I am so thrilled to have met you. I told my wife this morning, I'm meeting a hero and a legend, and I was quite nervous, and you put my mind at ease instantly, and you are real. What you put into your books is you. I'm extremely impressed still. Thank you for the books again, Nothing Down and Creating Wealth, and now the four maps of happy and successful people. You've altered my life, and I say thank you.
You're welcome. And my best to you and all your listeners. There is a better life out there for you, and you can have it.